You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle, and today I'm going to share, it's actually going to be a series of excerpts from a novel that I wrote 10 years ago. It'll be 10 years in November that I wrote it. It was the second time I did NaNoWriMo, which is the National Novel Writing Month, where you complete a 50,000 word novel in 30 days. And I did it. I did it the first time in 2011 and ended up publishing my first novel called Without Fear of Falling. And then in 2012 did it again. This novel is entitled Robina Finch. And it centers around a woman, a young woman who's dealing with grief after the death of her mother. And she's moved home to Niagara Falls to take care of her father. And she meets a man. And this character, I have to tell you, this is the coolest part about this book. And it's why I'm sharing it today. And it's why I want to share it as a series. So Robina meets a man named Serge. And this character consumed me like no character ever has ever before. I got such a visceral sense of who he was, just, you know, how he looked, how he smelled, how he carried himself, the way he stood, how he smoked a cigarette, the way he walked, the sound of his voice, the sort of timbre of his voice. And, I had dreams about him. Like, it just, and they weren't like weird. They were just, it was just very consuming. And, I had a very strong sense of his background and, he lost a parent in his early 20s and, things that happened to him and happened to his family and his values and how deeply he loved the people in his life, especially the women in his life. And, the crazy thing about this is part of one of the many mystical experiences I've had. I've worked for over a decade as a medium, in giving psychic readings, tarot card readings. I was trained back in, 2011 to do so. And, so this experience was not, it felt like that, but it wasn't until I met my now fiance, Robert, in September of 2013, that I realized I had written this man before I met him. I mean, details like you wouldn't believe, things that I can't really list here because they have more to do with other people in his life and events that happened in his life, that aren't really mine to share. And when I do rewrite this, which I am doing, I'm going to change a lot of those so that, those things are not obvious. But, the whole point of that is just to share that I met this man and had written him before I met him. And, it's been an incredible experience. I really do like this book. I don't think it's ready to be published, but it's good enough to share and it's special enough to share as a series. So that's what I'm doing today. And this first excerpt is simply when Robina meets Serge for the first time. And Robina, as I said, is struggling with grief and anxiety. And she's working in a small gallery in downtown Niagara Falls. And this is just, yeah, a little introduction to them and their first meeting. The art gallery where I work is a small store on a tiny street in downtown Niagara Falls. The walls are the color of bone and peppered with black and white photographs of people I've never met and places I've never been. It's lit by track lighting so dim that in the evening we all pretend we don't have to squint. The wood floors are a gleaming butter bean, and we're sandwiched between a Starbucks and Miss Vicky's House of Yoga. I moved back to the Falls to be with my father after my mother died. She battled cancer long and hard, and had been diagnosed the day after she signed the divorce papers. It was a divorce that she initiated, but that my father never wanted any part of. My brother and I stood helplessly by as our parents agreed on nothing, and yet never raised their voices. Resentment was silent, and yet woven through our daily lives until finally it seemed to shift into something darker, something that devoured my mother's body from the inside out. I have no use for cancer. And as for silence, I prefer to scream into a pillow, or take pictures, or just sing. I remember sitting in my mother's Chrysler minivan, listening to the Top 40 countdown and soaking it all up, humming to myself while my brother pretended to drum. We had our own quiet little band, and my mother would smile at times in the rearview mirror, our first van. I can feel the tears in my eyes, and so I wipe them away with my sleeve. Here comes that ache again. I look at the clock and can't believe I still have 4 hours to go here. It's March, and that's a tough month. The roads are a sea of brown slush. Summer is still a distant promise. Tourism is slow, mostly the slot junkies these days. And the spray from the falls still carries the bitter sting of winter. And Mom's birthday is in 2 days. My chest tightens. A bundle of nerves pervades my body now, and it needs somewhere to go. Somewhere to go before it takes me over and takes me down. The radio volume is low, so I turn it up, and it's a blur of bossa nova. But I get up and dance, moving my body in a senseless rhythm. The door opens and three digital beeps stop me dead in my tracks. A man, broad-shouldered and handsome with dark eyes, stifles a smile and crosses his arms about his black wool coat. "I take it I'm in the wrong place," he says, his voice smug and his accent slight. "Quebecois, maybe?" His entrance brings with it the scent of citrus and smoke. "Well, that depends on whether or not you read signs before you waltz into a place," I say. He smiles slightly and leans forward to catch my eyes as I'm trying to avoid his. He's intimidating and he knows it. "Understood," he says simply, and then turns to leave. And I'm left there standing, feeling nervous and rude. I walk to the door, open it, and watch him walk into the yoga studio. My heart beats fast and my breath speeds up. Not again. I'm sweating. It's all happening so fast and I can't breathe. I've got to move. Got to get out of here. The walls are too close. It's too dark. I need air.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me.